It's past midnight on New Year's Day. A woman is drinking alone at an empty airport hotel bar. This woman and the bartender, who is the only other person left at the bar, strike up a conversation, which soon turns into a game of lies, power, and temptation. That is how I would describe my last series, Silsila Ye Chahat Ka. But there is another way to describe it. It's a phrase that actually started this whole story. And it's the title of this episode. You're listening to Story Talking with Laksh. This is episode 119. And it's called This is Not a Love Story. So let's start with a little bit of a recap. It is January 2022, and you probably know this already, if you are a listener of the show, that I haven't made any story talkings in 6 months, and you also probably know why, but I can tell you explicitly. I was making a lot of stuff last year. In fact, December 2021 was my busiest month because I had three shows going on at the same time. In, I think, starting out November and December at the same time. I had season two of Tumne Kisi Se Kabhi Pyar Kiya Hai ending. I had all of season two of Pal Bhar Ke Liye happening. I believe it started in October and ended in December because it was 13 episodes. Tumne Kisi Se was 30 episodes, but it started way earlier in the year. And then finally, my third show last year was Silsila Ye Chahat Ka, which I'm going to be diving into in a minute. So this is why I really didn't want to make more story talkings, because I was just making the stuff that I would be talking about. And it's very hard for me to talk about something while I'm making it, because I don't want anyone to kind of get spoiled with the plot and the stories, even though I'm sure no one is as ridiculous as me when it comes to spoilers. But yeah, I really wanted everything to be over before I would do more of these. And as many promises I've made for doing more story talkings, I'm sure you are aware by now that I kind of do them whenever I have something new to say, or at least something to recap, especially Silsila Ye Chahat Ka, which I really do want to explore for anyone listening who likes what I write and you want to do it too, or you're just interested in the behind the scenes of it all. So yeah, that's why there haven't been more story talkings. And honestly, I don't know if I'm going to make too many more. And I'll get to that by the end of this episode for why that might happen based on what I'm working on right now. Okay. So this is a proper spoiler warning. If you've reached this point, then you should already know that you need to have seen Silsila Ye Chahat Ka to hear what I'm about to tell you. Mostly because it's I'm going to be discussing the story and how I came up with it, the main plot and the twists that come near the end. And it would also be helpful if you have also heard One More Night with Meera or Ek Aakhri Raat Meera Ke Saath. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then that's fine. I would recommend you have heard it, because I will be discussing why Silsila Ye Chahat Ka came about, and it had to do something with the other shows I just mentioned. So here we go. You've been warned. If you haven't heard either of those shows, then maybe you like spoilers. Maybe you like knowing exactly what you're about to listen to. And this is how you're gonna, you know, possibly get interested. So now you know. All right. Now let's talk about how Silsilaye Chahatka was born. It actually was a script I wrote back in summer of 2019. Pretty much after I wrote Ek Aakhri Raat is when this idea came to me. And it was in English originally because I hadn't started making Hindi content yet. And it was called The Temptation. And it was going to be very similar to One More Night with Meera, about an hour-long one-act play, just like that story. And once I had made One More Night with Meera, and then I decided to remake it in Hindi, I had pretty much let the idea of doing full-length plays behind, because as you might be aware, I did have these two podcasts that started in January of 2020. First was Play Me Life, which was the place where I was going to write and produce and post these long, hour-long shows, or half an hour long, whatever, one-act plays. And once I knew that Hindi was the direction I wanted to go in, and after beyond that, once I knew that I wasn't going to be doing full-length shows, I basically thought, I'll get back to this idea when I have something that I can make episodic, which is what I ended up doing with Ek Aakhri Raat. That was a 42, 43-minute story turned into four episodes. And I thought, well, whenever I make up something new, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's probably going to have more than four episodes. It's probably going to have 6 to 8. So cut to sometime last year, I want to say maybe July or something of 2021. I knew I was already in the middle of Tumne Kisi Se. I hadn't decided if I was going to do Pal Bhar Ke Liye Season 2, because that's a show I do in collaboration with Red FM, and it was really up to what they were looking for and if they wanted to make another season or not. So I don't think I'd started writing it. And so I just decided that, you know, I'm already doing all this Hindi stuff. Why don't I explore the idea of The Temptation becoming a story in Hindi instead of staying in English? And that's when the idea hit me about calling it Silsilaye Chahatka, because I actually didn't know the title of the story, The Temptation. For me, that was already such a perfect title. I didn't see the point of remaking it in Hindi if the title didn't fit what I was looking for. And by now, I did have the habit of every show being based on a song from all the movies I've seen and loved over the years. So once I had the idea that, oh, Silsilaye Chahatka, that's it, and Temptation and Chahat being related, that's when that phrase that I mentioned in the beginning of this episode hit me, that this is not a love story. And the reason I couldn't let go of that idea when I was rewriting it is because of One More Night with Meera and Ek Aakhri Raat Meera Ke Saath. So by this time, if you've seen my timeline of content, I had written a lot about love. And almost everything, whether it's Tumne Kisi Se or Pal Bhar Ke Liye, or even Dil Abhi Bhara Nahi, which was standalone, overarching stories, everything ended up becoming about love and about positivity and growth and learning from your mistakes and all that. But they all revolved around someone being in love and maybe struggling with that idea or getting over that idea, blah, blah, blah. And that's why I was drawn to writing this script in Hindi again, because I knew when I wrote The Temptation that this is not a love story. And I was very conscious of that decision of writing a story where The two characters rarely talk about love. They, in fact, I believe in the entire show or script, the word love is used once or twice. It is used once because I know the line where the bartender asks the woman, do you still love him? But I don't think, yeah, the word love or pyar, it's mentioned very few times. And the reason for that was that I wanted to get out of the funk of writing, not that I was writing bright stuff, I wasn't, but I was writing about feel-good stuff, something that by the end of this, hearing this, hopefully you feel better than you did before you started hearing it. And if you don't feel better, at least you don't feel worse. Which is why it's tempting for a writer like me to change the expectations and give you something completely different. If you had heard the Mira story, then you knew that, oh, eventually it is a story of someone letting go of a past love so they can move on with their life. It was sad because of the thing you find out at the end about the characters, but I knew that it was still a story exploring the idea of lost love. And the one that, you know, what's the phrase? The one that got away, right? So once I finished that, I was like, okay, I really need to write something which has two characters who pretty much either don't believe in love or don't have time for it, or basically are devoid of it. Like they feel like love came and happened and they missed it. So it's something that I knew was deep into these characters. And that's why the character of the woman and the bartender are strangers. They don't know each other from before, which is completely a departure from the other stuff I'd written before. And I knew that if I keep the story moving very quickly, then you will be getting to know the characters as I am getting to know them. But at all times, you should be skeptical of what they are saying to each other, because I also am playing that trick of you don't know if you can trust these characters because they also can't trust each other. And when it comes to writing something like this, where you don't know the characters and they don't know each other, you kind of have to pull off this thing where one of the characters is a bit more interesting, or at least a little eccentric, and one character is a little bit more layman. And after figuring out that, okay, the woman character is the one I really want to deeply, deeply explore as a person and her desires and literally, you know, what tempts her and what is temptation to her, I knew that the bartender was going to be on my, I want to say eyes and ears, but just ears for the audience into the story. So you should be feeling when you're listening to Silsila that you relate to the bartender, because every question he asks is something you would want to ask as the audience. So while writing it, you basically, I'm kind of putting myself in the position of the bartender, and I'm pretending that the woman is sitting in front of me and she's telling me the story, and I can't trust the story, I can't trust her. All I really want to do is figure out her motivation and her intentions. And that's why you see every episode is dealing with breaking down, what does this woman want? And why is she playing this game? Which gets set up in the first episode. Now, the thing that I'm going to talk about now is the ending, because it's how basically everything gets established from the beginning. Now, here's the thing about, okay, I'll first just go out and say it so that you know what I'm talking about. By the end of the last episode, I think the end of the seventh episode, She reveals that, oh, I was waiting for the right question to be asked. And that's what the bartender does. He asks her the right question, which is what you, the audience, should have been thinking, just like he should have been thinking, but didn't because of all the distractions of the game. And that question is, why are we playing this game? And that's something that is kind of meta for me as a writer to put out. Because what I hope happened by the seventh episode is that you hopefully enjoyed the story so much and the character so much that you are like, oh, wait, what's the point of this? Why is this person, in, you know, me, telling me this story? Am I listening to a woman and a bartender talk at 1 a.m. at the end of this New Year's Day? What is the whole point of this story? So I knew that was going to happen. All of that was going to happen in episode 8. And usually, just like Mira as a story, you want to put one good twist at the end of the show. And it's something that I kind of enjoy with a lot of my short stories and these short plays that I write. I know that I want there to be a reward. I want there to be something for your investment and in the time you're giving me and these characters. I want you to feel like, oh, I was not expecting that. And of course, because you also have a writer brain, you think like I do, you're looking for clues from the beginning of the story. And if you figured out what the ending was, that's awesome. But my real intention is to, even if you are following the clues, even if you do have suspicions for what might be true and what might not be true, my goal really is to make you forget them because the story itself is entertaining enough. But then we get to episode 8 and you find out that, well, the trick was for this woman, her twist is that she was planning this whole time that, oh, you are the guy I've been talking about this whole time. You are the person who I am tempted to sleep with. And that's her twist that she was building up this whole time. So I knew that was going to happen before I even started writing the story. And this is the thing about twists, right? And writing the whole concept of writing twists. For you, the audience, it's a twist. But for the writer, the person telling the story, it's not really a twist because it's the story that you wanted to tell from the beginning. The reason it feels like a twist is because you placed it there specifically at that moment. But it's not like I reached that section of the script and I was like, oh, wait, now what do I do? That was never the plan. That was never, that's not something I built into the writing process. I knew when I started the story that A, it's not a love story, and B, this guy is the person that she's talking about this whole time. Now, in order to reach that twist and also earn it so that the audience doesn't feel like you just put it out there for no reason and just have no context really, you have to place the right clues at the right time in the right points in the story so that you know exactly how you not handholded the audience to that point, but you did leave the right breadcrumbs so that if they ever listen to it again, you know that they will find the right clues in the story. But once I reached, I think, I'm just talking about the structure in terms of episodes, because when I wrote it, it was one long script. About midway through the story, I started feeling like it's not enough for me to just have one main twist, which is what the woman is doing, because that's the almost like the trapping of having a character in the story be the audience's proxy, which is the bartender in this case. You kind of forget that that's a real person when you're writing them. Because all you really want that person to do is think and talk like the audience would if they were in this room. Because I'm always that person if I'm watching a movie or TV show or anything, I'm imagining what it would be like to be a character in the story and what would I say to the main character or like the person that is the subject of that portion of the story. So halfway through the story, I feel like I know I'm building up to the woman's twist that he is the person that she wants while she's figuring out if she's going to sleep with him, and she's tempted to. And that's why she's just has this really, really dense imagination and is able to reverse engineer the story to reach that crucial point. And in a way, she is the writer of the story as well, because she's coming up with this whole idea that, oh, I'm going to play this game with this guy. But even she is still at every point reevaluating if she wants to go through with it. And that's why she picks the right moment to tell the bartender what is really happening and with him and with them this night. Once all of that was figured out, and I reached that point where I know I'm leading up to that, I figured it's not enough. As much as I want to, it's not just her story. And that's when the bartender for me became a real person. And I realized, wait, what if just like she did in the beginning and came up with this whole idea, he is also planning his own game. And that's when you see the breadcrumbs you as the writer have left for yourself. And I was like, wait, so he's 25, 24, 25. He is a bartender. He sees people like her all the time. It's his job to read people and basically make the most tips out of it, you know? And he must find some of them to be excruciatingly boring, but he also must find some of them to be more interesting than others. And he also probably, at this age, because he's 24, doesn't have the most upright moral compass when it comes to fraternizing with guests and customers, which is where the whole hop-on, hop-off idea came. So once I figured that, okay, he's also going to have his own agenda, and he's actually been playing her this whole time as well, that's when I saw that I had already left clues for that for myself in the beginning, and very much in the first few lines, where he pretends to not know what movie the song is from. And all this stuff, honestly, is really possible once I start writing the story in Hindi. When I wrote the story in English, that scene didn't exist where they're talking about Jo Vada Kiya Wo Nibhana Padega and what movie it's from. Once I write the story in Hindi, I know I'm going to add musical elements to the story. I know every episode is going to reference a song. And that's when I saw that, okay, this is where I place all his things. And that is when I figured out by the time I wrote his backstory, that, okay, this is what he's like. And then I introduced the hop on, hop off, eventually leading up to him revealing that he kind of knew where she was going with this the whole time. He was only hearing her story because he finds it interesting, because he pretty much has very few nights when he meets interesting people sitting across from him. That's when I figured out, okay, he's going to reveal to her that, yeah, I know what this is about, and this is what I'm going to do. So that's twist number two. Now, let's talk about the ending, because it's my favorite part, and it's something I think I knew the ending also right after I figured out his twist. So by the time she tells her story for what she, like the whole almost it, and how she feels about falling in love and all of that, I knew that, okay, that is the ending I'm earning by the time you reach the final dialogue, which is, okay, she's revealed her hand, I want to sleep with you. And he's like, I was also tricking you, but, you know, we're both playing our own games. I think that's the exact line from the story. कि हम दोनों अपनी गेम्स खेल रहे थे एंड दैट्स व्हाट वी शुड हैव व्हिच इज़ व्हाट द बारटेंडर सेज. दैट्स व्हेन शी इज़ लाइक ओके यू आर नॉट फुली व्हाट आई एक्सपेक्टेड, दिस चेंजेस माय होल अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ दिस. एंड विदाउट इवन वांटिंग टू She sees the clue that she was waiting for this whole time to figure out what she's supposed to do, the sign that she needs. That's when I added the line about what does she believe in? And she says, chaos and order. She looks for signs. And the lights turn on and she sees that I can sleep with this guy if I want to, but do I want to? And right then she sees, finally sees his face because she hasn't really been noticing him this whole time. And this is kind of, again, that whole audience proxy thing. Because I, as the writer, was not seeing the bartender really until the middle of the story. I assumed you were also doing the same. And he didn't really become interesting to you until you started hearing his backstory. So I had the character do the exact same thing. Because she is in her head this whole time. We know exactly that she is not seeing him as a person. And it's not until she sees him for who he really is, the way he, once the lights turn on, and that's when she goes, "Tumhare chehre par ek dil hai." That was the moment that I knew I wanted to execute from, like I said, about midway through the story. And I hope, I'm not going to tell you what happens after, if that's what you're, that's why you pressed listen on this episode, then I apologize. Because to me, that is the ending of the story. Is it the ending of the night? That is up to you. If you think they still went along with it, that's up to you. If you think that that was her sign of saying, you've ruined this for me, and you also are a human after all, and you have that imperfect thing, then that's, you know, that's your call. The whole point of the story is to give you these two characters who do not either believe in love or feel like they don't deserve love and that they don't need love. What do you think her choice was when she said, you have a mole on your face? So that's it. That was a little behind the scenes on how the story came together. Like I said earlier in this episode, I'm not sure how many more story talkings I have in me for what's coming, because I am working on a couple new podcasts. Some of them might be more seasons of earlier shows that I've done. A couple are definitely brand new ideas. I really can only talk about them once I give them out into the world. So hopefully, I'll have more story talkings for you in the coming weeks or months. I have no idea. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't, do check out other shows that I've made. 2021 was my best year. It was my most creative year. I wrote a whole book, which hopefully I'll have something to tell you about it soon. I made all these shows. It's been fantastic. I cannot thank you enough for if you heard any of them. And I hope you're staying safe and healthy. And I'll see you somewhere in this vast, vast universe of stories that we're exploring. My name is Laksh Datta, and you're listening to Story Talking with Laksh. I'll see you in the next one.